Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim Yerziva Kohagun, Bikarav Mamish. And we continue discussing cases of a shayel being chayev or potter. Hashayel is a par v'shel choloi biyad binoi. A guy borrowed a cow and the lender sent it with his own son, or biyad avdoi with his eved, or biyad shluchai with a shliach of his, oi biyad binoi biyad avdoi biyad shluchai shel shayel. Or it could be he sent it with the son, eved, or shliach of the borrower, v'mesa, and it died along the way, potter. The borrower is potter. And that's because the borrower is not chayiv until it actually comes into his rishus. And as long as it's on the way to him, that's not considered to be in his rishus. However, amalei shayel, let's say the borrower told the lender, shalchali biyad bini, biyad avdi, biyad shluchi, I want you to send me the cow that I'm borrowing, that you're very graciously lending me, with my son, with my ever, with my shliach, or he said, send it to me, biyad bincha, biyad avdicha, biyad shluchacha, with your son, or your ever, or your shliach, aish amalei hamashel, or the mashel had said, meaning the lender, he was the one that had said, harini mishalchalicha, I'm sending it to you, biyad bini, biyad avdi, biyad shluchi, with my son, with my eved, or with my shliach, or I'm sending it, biyad bincha, biyad avdecha, biyad shluchacha, with your son, with your eved, or with your shliach, v'amar lei ha-shayel, and the shayel said, shalach, send it, meaning the shayel gave this his stamp of approval, v'shelcha, and he sent it, v'meis, and it died along the way, chayiv. In all these cases, the borrower is chayiv, because even though it never physically reached him, the person who was bringing it was doing so as a shliach of the borrower, and therefore it's considered ready to be in his rishos, even though he never physically got it. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, it's the same exact thing, just the opposite, when he's returning it. If when the shayel is returning it, he just sends it with a shliach of his or with a shliach of the mashals, but it was never officially agreed upon that the mashal is going to be taking it back through a shliach, so then the shayel is going to be chayev for anything that happens along the way. However, if the mashal agrees, yes, send it to me with a shliach, so it's already considered like he's officially taking it back, and if something happens along the way, the shayel is potter. Moving on to Mishnah Daled, now we're going to discuss monetary cases where we have a suffix. The Mishnah says, Hamachlev par b'chamar v'yolda. Two guys didn't exchange. They bartered a cow for a donkey, and they're both right next to each other, and the donkey's here, but the cow is in the barn, and by the time they get to the barn to pick up the cow and bring it to the new guy who owns it, it turns out that it had a baby. And v'chena marcha shivcha v'yolda. Same thing, if a person sells his shivcha as non-Jewish maidservant, and by the time they get to her living quarters in order to hand her over, it turns out she had a baby. Zeh oimer ad shelo mecharti. The seller claims that the baby was born before I sold it, so the baby's mine. V'zeh oimer, and the buyer says, Mishel lekachti. It was ready after I bought it, that's when the baby was born, so the baby belongs to me. In both these cases, yachloiku, they have to split the value of this baby. That's because it's a suffix. We have no idea when baby was born, and therefore they split it 50-50. Similarly, ha'ilu shnei avadim, let's say a guy had two slaves, echad gadol v'echad katan, one was big, one was small, v'chein shtei sadeis, or he had two fields, achas gadol v'achas katana, one was big, one was small, and he sold one of them. Ha'lekech omer, the buyer says, gadol lekachti, I bought the big one, v'ala omer eini yodea, and the seller says, I'm not so sure, I don't remember, zocha b'gadol, so the buyer is zocha in the big one. The other way around is true as well. Ha'mecher omer katan mecharti, if the seller says, I sold you the small one, v'ala omer eini yodea, and the buyer says, I'm not so sure, eini ala katan, he only gets a small one. Now let's say, zeh omer gadol, zeh omer katan, each one claims what's most beneficial for him. The buyer says, I bought the big one. The seller says, I sold you the small one. Yishav ha'mecher shakatan mochar. The seller swears that he sold the smaller one, and that's the only one that he has to give over. Now let's say, zeh omer eini yodea, zeh omer eini yodea, each one says, I don't know. Yachleiku, they split the value. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more cases of Mishnah Hey and on to Mishnah Vav discussing something else. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.